Tutankhamun by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books, 2010. Chapter 1. The Young Pharaoh. The Pharaoh of Egypt was dead, and everybody was very sad. People were worried about Egypt's future.
King Akhenaten was a great leader,
they said.
Who will govern Egypt now? The pharaoh's son Tutankhamun is very young.
Queen Kia was very worried about her son, too. He was now the new pharaoh of Egypt.
Tut is only 9 years old,
she thought.
He's very young and innocent. How can he govern this great nation?
The queen was with her son in the garden of the palace. The young prince wasn't worried about anything. He was playing with his bow and arrow.
Look, mother, I can hit the tree.
Tut shot his arrow into the air. It crossed the garden and hit a tree. Tut was very happy and wanted to do it again.
There isn't time for games today,
Queen Kia said.
You must prepare for the ceremony. People are coming from all over the country to see you. You're their pharaoh now.
I don't want to be pharaoh of Egypt, mother,
the boy said.
Who will help me? I'm frightened.
Don't be frightened, Tut,
replied the queen.
You won't be alone. I will help you.
I? That strange old man with the long beard?
Said Tut.
Don't say bad things about I,
said the queen.
He was your father's chief advisor, and he'll be yours too. Now, go and prepare for the ceremony.
A servant painted Tut's eyes and then brought him an exotic crown. He looked very important.
I'm a real pharaoh now.
Two chariots waited outside the palace. The first chariot was for Queen Kia, and the second was for Tut. 16 horses pulled the royal chariots to the stadium of the pharaohs.